Come on. Come on, Matt. Come on, come take a seat, Matty boy. We have a very special guest, a sports doctor in the house, and he's going to tell us all about the injuries across the NFL, and he's our resident football injury analyst, and he'll be in here in just a minute. Julio the Booker is working on him in the other room. Look at, I have cabinets now, everyone. It is December 29th, Friday, the year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Howard Christ, 2023. Not many days left in the goddamn year, but who cares about that? It's week 17 of the NFL where big old mongoloids run around and chase the ball around, and that's what the sport is all about. And I'm dealing with a lot of things, dealing with guests that don't want to come on the show. I'm dealing with dumb women. I'm dealing with, he'll be in here. Dr. Matt is here. He'll be in here in a second. Come on, give us an around the league of all the injuries. Sorry, it's rude to talk to someone off camera. I'm a professional, of course. Week 17 of the NFL. Boy, what a fun season it was. And now it's all coming to a crashing end, and people have to go back to their miserable lives on Sundays without having to kill their wives to watch football every week. But that's okay. You could beat your wives for other reasons the rest of the year. Perhaps pick up golf for 9 hours a day because you hate your wife and your family. That's a fun thing to do in the off season. You could pick up fishing and also disappear for hours and days on end and totally ignore all the people who love you and rely on you. What else can you do after football is over to ignore your family completely? Pick up hiking. Just say you're going to go on hikes every weekend and just go smoke weed in your car. What's the difference? Who cares? The moral of the story is beat your wives and children mercilessly until you're allowed to do whatever you please. Now, we have 2 weeks left of the NFL season. No more Monday night games. It's all over. But we got some Saturday games, do we? I don't know. I don't fact check. Who gives a fuck? The point is, I went 5 for 5 on a parlay last night, and I won $32. And that's a big deal for me. Especially with you poor bastards who don't super chat anything, you pieces of shit. Yes, it's a Newport shirt. Yes, I went 6 for 6 at a parlay. Let's read it off, because I'm a genius, and I bet against my Jets, so that way it's a win-win. Because that way if the Jets win, they win, and if the parlay hits, I win. So I win either way. It's a thing winners do. I never lose. And let's see what the parlay was, folks. It was $5 to win $32. No big deal at all, of course. Browns money line, Jerome Ford anytime touchdown. Jerome Ford over 14.5 receiving yards. Jerome Ford over 46.5 rushing yards. And Jerome Ford had a nice little evening against the lowly Jets. Another lost year. Another waste of my time. Put a bullet in my head. And nobody's getting fired because Aaron Rodgers runs the Jets now. And he has to have all of his puppets in place that were here this year. That's the only reason Saleh still has a job, being a billion games under 500. He's a defensive coordinator at best. That's the only reason Hackett's still around after a totally disgusting season of play calling that apparently he doesn't watch his own offense. Yet he's still terrible play calling. Yes, it's Aaron Rodgers' team. That's the only reason no one's getting fired, because they have to be little puppets for him. He doesn't want a coach. He is the Jets organization, essentially. And if you want to know why people aren't getting fired, that's why. And that's why you watch your show, because I tell the truth. And Pat McAfee is gay. And anywho, we might do a shorter show. I got shit to do. I might kill a woman later. Can you say that on a podcast? Whatever. This is a weird show. The doctor is refusing. He's just mere 10 feet away and refusing to come on the show. Totally disgusting. Really disrespectful. But I have cabinets. I have my Celsius, folks. I have my vape because I'm a child and I need my passy. I have my adult passy. Just be honest, it's a little pass. Oh, I need to put something in my mouth all the time. I like a vape because I didn't have toys when I was a kid. Get fucked. Just be honest about it, folks. You have a hand-to-mouth fixation. That's why you vape. Just get a fume. It's a cleaner way to vape. You just breathe in oils and minerals out of a wooden stick. And isn't that fun? Isn't it fun? Rather than sucking in nicotine, to just suck air in that tastes like cedar. Boy, that seems like a great alternative. Jesus. Really, you people, that's the best? Nobody can make a regular water vapor vape? I mean, that's the answer. Not a fucking piece of wood with a black pepper core in it. Ugh, fume. Good thing fume, I refuse to let fume sponsor this podcast. They've offered. I've had many big offers. Unbelievable big offers from many different companies. But I can't be bought unless you super chat. Then I'll do anything. As you've seen in the past, CC kissing White Julio for $100. CC drinking my own urine. CC, what else have I done for money on this show? You get the idea, and it's the new year. Let's get those wallets out, you cheap pieces of shit. It's Friday. You picking pieces. Look at you all, you pieces of shit, not working. Look at you all here. Totally makes me sick, all of you. Just kidding. Anywho, yeah, so what do we cover so far? Killing a woman, vaping is for children, fume sucks, I want a parlay, the doctor refuses to come on the show, I have cabinets. And I think that we covered a lot in 7.5 minutes. Balls deep, smoking with cigarettes right now. Now, that's a real man. That's good. I love a good smell of a cigarette, especially inside of a house. Smoking cigs are nothing. Grow up. Thank you, Decline Host. Very good point. Oh, look at little Lemmy. Can I volunteer as tribute? Yeah, I'll give you a tribute, all right. If you know what I mean. Talking about sex. All right, I'm sorry. This is a sports show. What are we doing? You want to talk about sports? Yeah, the Jets stink. The Browns in the playoffs with the win last night. On their, I think, fourth quarterback, Joe Flacco. Would you ever think they'd be chanting Joe Flacco's name in Cleveland Stadium in the year 2023? That's a hell of a future bet if you place that one, because I don't think anybody would have bet on that, even at the beginning of the year. Literally, they were chanting Flacco at one point in the game, which if you're a Browns fan is great, and if you're a Jets fan, it's just... Whenever you think you hit rock bottom, just become a Jets fan and you'll keep plowing through the bedrock. It really, there's no end to this. There's no end to the suffering and pain and misery. And that's the life I live as a Mets and Jets fan. Pain and misery and suffering with no end in sight ever. And it only ever gets worse. Rack me. Anywho, let's go around. Let's take a peek. What did I put in my notes? Probably idiocy. I don't know. Let's do the Let's do the Stancil power rankings. As you know, I don't do 5. I don't do 10. I do 8 because I'm high IQ. And 8, there's 32 teams. 8 teams is the top quarter of the league. So that's why you do 8 teams and not 5 teams and not 10 teams. And that's why Stephen A. Smith is a piece of shit. And all the other people that do top 10s are sheep. You do 8 because that's the top quarter of the league. And that is how numbers work. Now, the... let me just double check. Yes, hold on. I have to make an adjustment. Sorry, folks. We're making live adjustments. Live, absolutely live. Totally unbelievable what's happening here. Nobody else does this. Live adjustments on the show, on the fly. Unbelievable, truly. oh, this show is dumb. All right, here we go. Top 8. The top, oh, Little Lemmy, $10, Stancil. Oh, see, doctor, you could be making money in here. You don't get super chats in the office, I bet. Piece of shit. Thank you, Little Lemmy. What is that, Stancil? Is that supposed to, I don't know what that means, but I like the mystery of it. Gets me going. Thank you, Little Lemmy. all right, here we go. Junior Culture, I'm going to put that up, even though you're not a member, just be a member, who cares? Top 8, because that's the correct way to do power rankings, top quarter of the league. Number 1, obviously, if you watch this show, the Ravens. The best quarterback in the league, period, stop, there's no debate anymore. We're not living in the past, we're not living in the future, we're living in 2023. Lamar Jackson is by and far the most valuable player in the NFL and the best quarterback in the league. Rack me, thanks. Number 2, the 49ers. Brock Purdy surrounded by superstars at every position. He's an average quarterback. We all know that. They have a great defense. Let's move on. Number 3, I'm going to say it. I'll say it. I'll do it. The Cowboys. The Cowboys, solid defense, a solid offense, a real quarterback. Number 3. Number 4, the Eagles. By the way, I absolutely called the game last week, all the Jalen Hurts turnovers. If you watch, go watch the show from last week, and I Stancil Stradamus the hell out of that game. Number 5, that the Giants would cover, and that Jalen Hurts, that would be closer than people thought. Rack me. Number 5, the Dolphins. And look who's at number 6. From the beginning of the year till now, if you watch the show, think of the rankings have changed. Number 6, the Kansas City Chiefs at number 6. They got 2 games left to figure out what the fuck is going on. They still have a chance because of their defense. They have enough weapons on offense where they're going to be dangerous in the playoffs no matter what. But if you're a Chiefs fan, you'd really like to see them figure something out. Am I dark? Look at this. There's a window here. Wow, I'm living in the future now. No more garage for me. Things have really changed around here. There's windows here now and bathrooms inside. It's pretty wild. And cabinets, stoves, all kinds of things in here that you don't get in a garage. Including my illicit drugs box. Yes, number 6. Yeah, the Chiefs have 2 weeks to figure it out. They're going to be dangerous. Who wants to see Pat Mahomes in the playoffs? I don't know. The Taylor Swift curse is real, sorry to say. Brittany Mahomes is a disgusting pig. And the Kelsey's mom is also a fat pig. Sorry, but that's just a fact. She weighs very much more than she should. Look at her BMI. Look at Travis and whatever his brother's name is, Kelsey's mother, and tell me that her BMI isn't higher than it should be. She's going to be at risk for many diseases, including diabetes and heart disease, because she's so fat. I do this show for myself. Number 7. The Buffalo Bills. I'm giving the Bills 7, a dangerous team. I'm going to go take a look at the standings because I don't really do any prep work for this at all. I forget if they still have a shot at the division. Maybe if our fucking doctor was in the room, he could tell us, but he's a piece of shit. He's a Patriots fan anyway. He's a piece of shit. One of the worst teams in the league. And at number eight, the Cleveland Browns. You got to give it to him. A lot, you know, fourth string quarterback, but hell of a defense. Hell of a defense. Some would say the best in the league. Some people say the Browns defense. Great defense, some weapons on offense, Mr. Ford there, and the African fellow at tight end, and multiple African-Americans all over the place. We all know how good they are at sports. Totally unbelievable, the athleticism in these blacks these days. It's really great. Really happy for them, and an unbelievable culture and unbelievable people, just wonderful athletes. You should see them run around. And those are the top eight. I don't care, folks. I'm having a great... Let's check the poor people chat. What have I missed anything? We always check the chat. Little Emmy's the only one with the nuts or ovaries to smoke cigs or nothing. Grow up. Whose house did you break into? I can't tell her. I'd be arrested. Super Bowl champion Joe Flacco. Hey, with that defense, look at the Jets in whatever year, 2010, 2009, whenever the last time he made the playoffs, which is depressing. They did it with Mark Sanchez was the quarterback. It was all defense and running, and the Browns have more than that on offense. So not impossible, especially in the NFL, since it's not college football where every single game is predictable because it fucking sucks. By the way, let's do a little aside here. And I think I touched on this last week, but the worthlessness of the college bowl games has reached a pinnacle. Totally no reason for these games. Most of the good players are in the transfer portal. They don't even play in these bowl games. There's no reason to play in these games. They're a month after the season ends. There's no continuity. It's basically a random game played a month after the season. It never made sense to me. I've always said all of these bowl games should be part of a playoff tournament style. Make it 16 teams, make it 16 bowls. The sponsors can rotate every year who gets the big bowl and blah, blah, blah. So every couple of years, everybody gets the big bowl. It's really pretty simple as a businessman. But instead, we only have three bowl games that matter because there's only four teams in the playoff, which I know they're going to six, but still. So there's only three bowl games that actually matter. And even those, again, I never understood are a month after the season. So there's no continuity with players, with coaching, with whatever. I don't even like the Super Bowl being that extra week. I think that's dumb too. Bowl games suck. College football sucks. As you know, we've covered here a lot. You could predict 90% of the games by their rankings. It's stupid. It's a waste of time. Unless you went to these schools, there's no reason to care. And it's frankly embarrassing. Although I am wearing my Deion Sanders glasses today, as you see, a tribute to prime time. And that's not prime time Alex Stein, who is a dear, dear friend. Something Joey C could never accomplish. Alex Stein, a dear, dear, dear friend. I could call him right now if I want to, but I'm not going to bother him. He's a pimp on a blimp. He's probably doing something. Is he still in Mexico? Somebody get word to Alex. Ask him if he's still in Mexico. Gym dates worn out, used up, overworked middle-aged mommies. Poor guy. Thank you, D. Kleinhaus. Very nice. Or John Cole, Jr. Coltrane. Doctor, would you like to weigh in on anything? The doctor is in. Here he is. Here he is, the doctor. Dr. Matt, pull up a chair.
Slide over.
Speak it. You don't call the shots. Here, you just do this.
Right. Hey, Dr. Matt here, practicing physical therapist for 13 years now.
Yeah, I wasn't kidding. He's an actual doctor, folks. I'm not a freak like you people. I have actual friends. I'm the freak. I have friends who are much more successful than me. Boy, what are you people talking about in here?
You got the Cleveland Browns way
too much crosstalk. Just send some super chats. Yeah. What's going on? All right. So did you hear my rankings? Where do we start? Give your sports background quickly.
So I
work... not playing like what you're a fan of. Nobody wants to hear about Ultimate Frisbee.
No, I mean, like you said, I'm a Patriots fan. All Boston teams, really. And I'm a real Patriots fan. You know this. You've known me for a long time.
He
so,
unfortunately,
before Tom Brady, I was a Patriots fan. But like I said, I think you've got the Browns way too low on your power ranking. Here,
who would so. You think the Browns are ahead of the Bills, Chiefs, any of these teams?
So I like your top five. I like the Browns at six.
Wow, ahead of the Chiefs.
Yeah,
wow.
Well, like you said, their defense is legit. Flacco is having a renaissance. He's got experience. He's been there before. They actually have a lot more talent than the Chiefs and the Bills do on offense, I would argue. And aren't they in line for like one of the top seeds? So I'm pretty sure.
I'm the Jamie of my own show, so let me pull that up since I get paid as producer. What else? What other proclamations do you have to say? What is it? Give us the state of the union on the Patriots. We don't have Patriots fans on here. I rant about the Jets all day, but this is a rare year where the Patriots were worse than the Jets.
Well,
what's going on? What's going on in New England? What's happening up there? Tell us.
Yeah, so I live in Rhode Island. And, you know, pretty much I'd say at least 50% of the people up there are calling for Bill's head. They have won a couple games recently, so I think some people are kind of pushing back on that. I wouldn't be surprised if next year Bill Belichick is still the coach of the New England Patriots. I think there's actually a decent chance that might. I'd say 51% chance.
It's a hot take.
I guess the question is, who's the alternative?
Yeah, Browns could still win the division.
Yeah. No, they're a good team.
I have said, this is about the Patriots and Belichick, I have said all year on this very show, which I know you watch religiously, of course, who doesn't, the only comedy sports podcast hosted by a club lacrosse All-American in the country, possibly probably the world, because Hindus don't play lacrosse or are eligible to be All-Americans. Anyway, I've said all year, I think the place for Mr. Belichick to land is the Los Angeles Superchargers with Justin Herbert, an offense ready to go. That will be a Super Bowl favorite. You put Belichick there in a hashtag IMO, as we say in our football chat. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I think from a football standpoint, that makes a lot of sense. They've got the quarterback. They have the offensive talent for sure. And you know, that team needs discipline. I mean, there's a reason why, they've been like sub 500 for the last, whatever it's been, 6-7 years and, or 6 of the last 7 years. And, I think they've won maybe one playoff game in that span. So,
We have a friend of the show, Mr. Gino, who maybe we'll call, sponsored by Pedialyte, of course.
But you got to remember, I mean, this guy has been in New England for over 20 years. He's got a house in Nantucket.
Can
kids.
I just say 24 hours to live, 24 hours to kick the bucket, fuck it. I'd rather eat a bucket of fried chicken and drink a Nantucket. I believe Jadakiss said that. Anyway.
Yeah, Nantucket sucks, but we can do that.
Nantucket is very... Do you go there? You're a doctor. You probably go there.
I'd rather not. So I'm good.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket, or Block Island?
I'd rather go to Martha's Vineyard.
They're all very cucky. You didn't come with us to Block Island. You've been to Block Island.
Been to Block Island, yep.
They're all, it's all very cucked out. They used to be all these, used to be little fishing islands, and now it's all Patagonia Vest, which I own two of. And no big deal at all, of course. You buy the right thing once. Patagonia, Marmot, you get Marmot. And you get Bird Dog pants, you get Chubby shorts, and you don't go to Walmart and buy your clothes unless you're Rubby Dub. Favorite? Now, we grew up playing many pickup sports as young, nubile boys, pre- and post-pubescent. What is your favorite backyard, favorite pickup, any sport memory? Quickly, top five, top 10.
We were playing a pickup football game at West Hill High School.
I think I know this one.
I want to say.
Remember, I'm Jim.
Yeah, hard. I know. And,
most people say Dave. Nobody cares.
One of our buddies, Paul.
Oh boy, yes. Okay, I thought I'll tell another story.
He was playing cornerback, and we were on defense.
And mind you, I've tried to tell these people we played full 11. We had full 11-on-11 games with subs, O lines, D lines, no pads, full tackle, real boys. Mm-hmm. Anyway,
so probably the hardest hit I've ever heard in my life. This kid caught a pass, and our friend Paul just completely destroyed him. Like clotheslined him, ball popped out. And but that wasn't even the best part. Like it popped, pop.
Oh yeah.
But Paul's reaction afterwards, like he was like, "Woo!" yeah. and standing over his body, and I just that was probably the best thing I've ever seen.
He definitely has CTE. A kid we called B2K kid because he would just dance around. He was in like some dance group or something. Now I thought you were gonna say one of my personal memories that I was involved. Well, two of them actually.
Oh, Scott?
Well, that was the one I just remembered after. The one I was going to say, you could tell that one. The one I was going to say first was I was playing running back, as I do. I scored a touchdown, of course, no big deal. But on the way in, a little chubby boy we called Cheese accidentally hit me in my nose. And when I get hit in the nose, I go absolutely wild because of my anger issues. And were you there for this? And I scored the touchdown, spiked the ball, pointed at him, and then went and speared him back into the... He was already on his knees, and I speared him into the ground. And I just remember him going, "No, no, no, no," as I was running towards him. But I couldn't stop myself because I was so angry. So I blasted a little boy as hard as I could.
That doesn't sound like you at all.
No, wow. I'm totally in control.
That's crazy.
Now, would you like to tell
me? Oh, with Scott?
Now, actually, I've talked Scott Yeager, a failed comic. I've talked about him on the show. Mm-hmm. Clip it, cut it, tag him. Failed comic Scott Yeager.
Failed human, too.
Whoa, yeah.
No, I'm joking.
No, don't Scott. Worry. Scott watches. Hello to Scott's lawyers. He's Jewish. He did 9/11, that's for sure. And the, so anyway, yes.
No, I mean, we were just, again, same thing, playing pickup football, 11-on-11, full tackle. I mean, you got Scott. How big is Scott? Was he 6'1", 6'2"?
Something like that. A man's
right?
height, not like me.
Yeah, and he's a big kid. You know, he's what would you say, like 225?
We used to call him in West Hill basketball camp that I was actually also, I don't know if I ever told this story, that I was thrown out of, I used to go every summer, and then one summer I was... Finally, I was sent home many times for my behavior, and then finally I was expelled from the camp after about 7 years and not allowed back. But this Scott in question, he was a chubby boy, as I was, and they used to call me Butterball, and they called him Pillsbury. The difference is he would get rage when you called him that and chase you around the gym. So everybody called him that, and then he would chase him around, and it was funny. And then we'd throw basketballs at him. Now, anyway, when he grew up to be 6 feet and less fat.
So the point is that he was a big kid, you know, and we all know, you know, Mr. Stansel here, like, you know, he's vertically challenged, but he's also, you know, thick and strong. So I don't know if it was a running play. I really don't. Maybe it was quarterback.
It was a goal line. It was a goal line. It was a goal line. Goal line situation.
Doesn't really matter. The point is that he pretty much got laid out by this gentleman right here and stood over his carcass and said, you know, who's 6'6 now? Another great pickup football memory.
It was. No, wait a minute. Is that what happened?
Yeah.
No, our dear friend Dre was involved. That's why he said 6'6".
Oh, that's right. Because Dre was there.
I think what happened was Scott Yeager, failed comic. Why? I'm sorry. Yes, also Jewish. Important to note these days. We are pro Palestine. No, I don't. No, I don't care. I've been calling for the cat. You're a man of the cloth as well as a doctor. You love church, right?
Yeah. Continue.
Yeah. So I have been on. I would like to get your thoughts on this. I've been on record saying to figure out this whole wacky Middle East thing. I think we need to bring back the Catholic Crusades and give the land back to the Christians and Catholics who it rightfully belongs to. And enough of these you know who's, and enough of those you know what's. And let's just bring back the Crusades, a few lances, some horses, some shields, and just run amok through Gaza. Thoughts?
Yeah, let's do it.
Now, are you? What do you think about all this movement of these young people going back to church? Have you heard about? Have you seen this?
Yeah, they probably should be. I mean, I don't know. I guess as long as they're not going back to, you know, mosques and everything. I guess.
No. That's to be in the righteous religion, of course. Now I have all my sacraments. Anyway.
I thought you were gonna comment about like on all these like college kids who were like, you know, free Palestine and, you know, this whole socialist group,
right,
that's doing all this sort of nonsense. I mean, these people are,
yeah, they don't, nobody knows what, that's why I don't,
there's something else. What's going on college campuses right now is
what's going on out there. What's going on? What are you doing at college campuses?
I mean, I'm not personally on college campuses. I'm good. I'm done with college, but I don't know.
Good for
I mean,
you.
I mean, I just don't get it. So, you know, these kids are getting dumber and dumber by the second. It's bizarre.
Preach, sister.
I think it's too much screen time.
Now, as a doctor, what do you think about vaporizers?
Vapes? Yeah. For children. Like, they're from my 25-year-old cousin who, you know.
Yeah, she's what got, about her?
I don't know. She's also an idiot, and she's got, I don't know, tattoos everywhere. I don't know. What
Ooh,
do you want?
Speaking of them.
And she's gay. I don't know.
Ooh, my sister's a big gay.
Oh, she is gay. That's right.
That's right. A fun, and let's bring it back to sports. Here's a fun fact, folks. The last male my sister dated was Howard Cosell's grandson. Your thoughts? That's a fact. And then she turned gay.
Did he have any money? Did he have like Howard,
I don't know. He
Cosell
smoked those
money?
Capone cigars all the
oh
time.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
so he's probably broke. He's probably
He was probably loaded, but like played like the depressed artist role. You know, always reading books and. But anywho,
she turned out okay.
Who?
Your sister.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, but they don't approve of the gay. Oh, no, gays are fine now in the church, right?
Oh, they're fine. No, we...
Oh, we don't drink on this show. This is a Christian show.
I was just opening the can.
No, I'm kidding. You can drink. I'll be drinking...
we love everybody.
I'll be drinking with a 27-year-old in a couple hours and either kill her... Well, I'll probably just kill her. Things aren't going well. But that's a whole nother story Kelly can fill you in on.
She's not watching right now?
Who?
This mystery lady.
I hope not.
Yeah. Cause
if she watched
if she was,
any of these, we certainly wouldn't be talking because I've said some terrible, terrible things about her on these shows.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah. Speaking of, you want to call? Let's call we're going to call our Chicago correspondent. Oh, she might already be back at work. Let's see. She has a great ass doctor. I could show you. This is the old lady they referred to. Oh, no, there's my card. I'm a Wells Fargo customer. No big deal. Just a debit.
No, right to voicemail. Not good.
She's a... Oh, you'll love this. She's a vet tech. Would you say right behind nurses in whoredom, right?
Oh, yeah.
It goes like nurses, vet techs. Who else is
it
up
goes
there?
Nurses, huge gap. Then whatever else you want to throw in
yeah,
there.
Yeah,
go for,
what
go
is
for
going
it.
On? So, yes, you're in a... What is the... I've discussed this in shows of yore... But what is you're on the front lines? What is it with nurses that make them drunk whores?
Well, they're all stupid.
People want to know. They're all stupid.
They're stupid, but they're like not stupid enough, I guess. Mm. To I don't know to be a communications major or something like that. So I guess they can go to nursing school.
Oh, Chris Max is nurses and hairdressers. A fun fact that the young girl I'm seeing is a hairdresser. So that checks out for sure. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
And
it's
the days off, right? They get like 4 days off in a row or some shit.
Yeah,
so they just
go
get hammered.
So they could be like 3 days on, 4 days off. And then so, you know, or they have, you know, maybe they're working weekends that weekend. So they have a random, you know, Thursday, Monday off. So the Wednesday they can go out and that's their Friday, essentially. So.
Ooh, I love a good... You know I love a good Friday on a week... You know I love my Fridays on weekdays.
Yep. No, it's nice every so often.
What is today? Today is...
Today is Friday.
No, today is Sunday for me.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Today is Sunday. Yeah. Working tomorrow, working Sunday, working Monday, and then Monday is Friday.
See, you're like, but you're basically a nurse.
I am basically a nurse.
I mean, you're a whore, and you don't, and you work weekends.
I wish I was a bit more of a whore.
Yeah, you're definitely not a whore.
If I was gay, I'd be.
Oh, you'd be.
Oh, I'd have.
You'd be great. You'd be a great gay.
Well, I'd be dead. I'd have. I would fuck my way through AIDS. Can you die of AIDS still? You're a
no,
doctor.
No, 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 no. That's all. That's all. That's
what
that's
are the? Like, oh, the gays die of monkeypox.
Yeah.
Yeah. All that ass.
No,
you know,
nobody dies of AIDS anymore.
You
see the commercials now with all the new medications and everything they have.
So. Yeah, I like the AIDS commercials where
it's all just gay black dudes. Yeah, it's fantastic.
Not even. Have you noticed it's gone even further now? Where it's like trans black.
I know.
People.
Like, worse than McDonald's commercials.
I call them. We like to be politically correct here. I call them he-she's. Why don't they bring back he-she's? Well, all right. That's. What were we talking about? Does it matter?
Sports.
No. Oh. PETA just texted me, doctor. It's Wendy with... What? All right, what do you think about this? Because you love animals, right?
Nope.
Reply Y to urge Bear Country USA's promoters not to support the hellhole. They've used fireworks to separate mothers. They've used fireworks to separate mothers from their terrified cubs. Now, that doesn't that break your heart?
Nope, not at all. About as anti-animal as it gets.
No.
We can purge them all, wouldn't care less.
No, I vehemently disagree as an English major.
Don't care.
No, I value animal life much more than human life, yeah. Frankly. No offense to anyone.
I know, and you're okay.
What's wrong with me?
No, that's what I said. You're okay.
This fucking guy. That guy's got an animal. Anyway, I'll put you on the text list. Let's take a look. Let's go around the league. Let's take a look at the standings. The Dolphins are going to... well, the Dolphins have the Ravens this week. Am I? Yes. Sunday, 1 o'clock. Fun game there. We'll get to that when we do the picks in just a minute. We pick all the games here, of course, doctor. So interesting there. I don't know the tiebreakers because I don't do any research, but the Bills can be, Dolphins have 11 wins right now. The Bills have 9 wins. So technically they can both have 11 wins. Do you know the tiebreakers in our division there, doctor?
No.
Neither do I. Who cares? Nope. Let's move on.
Okay.
The Chiefs at 9-6, the Raiders and Broncos, both at 7-8. The Broncos benching Russell Wilson for the season this week. Interesting time to do it. Is he? I think he looks like he's done as a Bronco, right? Isn't this some contract thing?
I don't think it's a contract thing. I think he stinks. So, he's not Sean Payton's guy. So, they want to get out from under him. So, they'll bench him, get the best draft pick they can, cut him. In March.
That's... What do you think? The Broncos have been an interesting team this year after their terrible start, and then it looked like they were putting it together and some Russell Wilson of days of yore was coming back, and then they went right back in the gutter. It was a weird team this year. I guess a shitty team overall.
No, they're terrible. They're absolutely... I mean, did you watch the game against the Patriots this past weekend?
Yes.
It was almost unwatchable.
Yeah.
Like, that's how bad these two teams are. Amazing that they kept it in primetime, but whatever.
Yeah, that was terrible.
Merry Christmas.
Well, it was the Sunday night Christmas Eve game, but they know all good Italians and Catholics. That's the big night for being wops and stuffing their fat faces. Yep. I gotta eat 7 fishes. Don't you love the?
Oh, we did that.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. Tell me this. This is a huge point of contention in this corner of the podcast world. What were your 7 fishes?
All right, so we do the classic scungili.
That's squid for you laymen.
Snail salad.
That's snail for you laymen.
Snail salad. Bacala.
Of course.
That's your classic whitefish.
I love a good bacala. The cold with the broccoli, right?
Yes.
Of course.
Yep, you got to do the cold. So this is my wife's family. We do the baked stuffed shrimp.
Okay.
That's a big one. That's a big one. We do... the calamari.
Of course.
Every year we do it a little differently. This year we did it.
I can't put my finger out.
Yeah, you got trigger finger. In the marinara with the linguine.
So with stuff? Do you stuff them? My grandma used to.
What, the calamari?
Oh, maybe she stuffed the squid. No. What is the calamari?
What else do we do?
Now she's dead, so she doesn't make it anymore. But she used to do stuffed squid, and it was very good.
Smelts. Yep, that's
five. I love a good smelt.
Yep, smelts. That's right.
Bones and all.
Those went fast too. So gotta get them while they're hot. What am I missing?
David GX5 says.
We had a chowder. We did like a starter sort of chowder thing.
Speaking of chowder, David
GX bisque. That's right.
David GX. Speaking of bisque and chowders, David GX5 says the sexual tension is immense. Talking about you and me.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. I am a big proponent of not counting shrimp because that's for mouth breathers. I suppose if you made it a nicer way, but people that pawn off shrimp and cocktail sauce as one of the seven fishes get fucked.
We had shrimp and cocktail sauce.
That's something Tommy DeVito probably
has.
That's
an antipasta thing. That's not a, that's not a dinner option. That's ridiculous.
No, no. And what about the aioi?
The what?
The aioi. Yeah. The aioi. The spaghetti. The spaghetti with the anchovy. The anchovy oil.
Yeah.
Just the oil.
We didn't do that.
You're not,
the,
you, you're not a fucking shit.
Yeah, we had the linguine with the calamari, and then we had the smelts. So that covers those. I'm missing one fish. What am I missing?
The aioi!
No,
I think we
only had six. No, we had seven.
Only six fishes?
No, we can't.
Get the fuck off of the podcast.
I counted them. We had seven. I'm missing something. Yeah.
Mrs. Doctor says there was only six.
No, I'm pretty sure there was seven. But then again, I can't count on the doctor. So.
Yeah, it's true. The Ravens at 12-3. The Browns at 11-5. Obviously, the Browns already played this week, so they can have at most 12 wins. How does this... These numbers don't add... Oh, because the Browns already played. Right. Whatever, who cares? The AFC South is the interesting one. Three teams at 8-7. The Jags, the Colts, and the Texans all at 8-7. Any thoughts on that?
I mean, who didn't like Jacksonville, right? But of course, with everything going on with injuries, and also they really can't put it together. You got to think the Colts are probably going to be taking this division.
Interesting.
Houston, too early. So they got to.
The Jags have the Panthers this week, so that's a win. And then, so I don't know. I think you're wrong, Doctor. They have the Panthers and then the Jags. So that's two wins, really. Should be. Obviously, it's the NFL, not college, so you never know. But.
The Titans, yeah. Yep.
All right, let's take a look at the NFC, see what kind of bullshit's going on there. I know the NFC South is the complete debacle. The Eagles, 11-4. The Cowboys at 10-5. That one's up for grabs still. Who do the Eagles have an easy, who do they have? They have the Commanders this week. They have the Cardinals and then they have the Giants again. So Eagles are going to win their last two. So they pretty much have that division wrapped up. Mm-hmm. The Cowboys have, the Lions, tomorrow night, Saturday evening, folks, Lions Cowboys, a juicy little game there for you to sick your teeth into. And I'm going to kill myself. And then in the NFC West, we have the Niners 11-4. The Rams on their way to the playoffs on a rebuilding year. The Seahawks have fallen off a cliff without the piece of shit Geno Smith and Drew Locke at the helm. Both of them at 8-7. NFC North, the Lions have locked that up at 11-4, but it'll be a fun game for seeding with the Cowboys. If they beat the Cowboys, both teams will be 11-5. And then the wacky and wild and wet NFC South, Bucks at 8-7, Falcons at 7-8, Saints at 7-8. A disgusting division of none of the teams that are going to go anywhere. But fun to watch nonetheless. Any thoughts on the NFC? I know we're both AFC boys.
I love the Lions. I think they, they're playing for their coach. They're, you know, hitting all cylinders. When they're hot, they're hot.
Yeah, the Lions.
That team's playing really well.
The Lions were just on the outside of my power rankings, but they were up there most of the year. I like the Lions. Speedy team, decent defense, just a solid little team. I don't know if they're going to go far in the playoffs, but they may win a first-round game. What's going to be interesting for the Chiefs is they're going to be on the road for the first time in a while at some point. At 9-6. Anyway.
Yeah, that team's just, they're not focused, obviously. That's their biggest issue. I mean, they also don't have any offensive talent. So,
Hit the fucking like button and send some super chats, you pieces of shit. You're going to leave little Emmy hanging. A woman has to show all of you up. Look at all this chat. We'll check the chat. Sorry.
No, Travis Kelce is still great, but the rest of that team is ridiculous.
Well, they have no wide receiver. They still have no number one wide receiver. Week 16, they have no number one wide receiver. I don't know how Tony is still on the roster, literally. From day one, forget about his being off, clearly and blatantly off sides with his back foot, back foot where his front should be, and then Patrick Mahomes throwing a tantrum about it like a little bitch. I don't know how Tony's still on the team. Besides that, the drops. Watch any Chiefs game. He's a we can't say certain words on the show, but he is. Let's just say he's low IQ, Kadarius Tony, and they got Pacheco back finally. But I don't know. I opened the show with it, but I am the Chiefs are in they're a dangerous team because they have Mahomes and Kelce and a good defense.
Yep. And sometimes that's all you need.
Yes.
You know, you catch lightning in a bottle and you're good. But,
lightning in a bottle.
Yep. But I don't trust that team. They haven't been focused all year. I don't mean AFC is a little weak, but if they were to play, I don't know, let's say the Browns tomorrow,
right.
I wouldn't be surprised if the Browns took them down, especially in Cleveland. I mean, these Cleveland fans are ravenous. I mean,
well, they have nothing else. There's nothing else. Yeah. It's Ohio. I mean, there's literally nothing else.
So that would be an exciting matchup to see because Cleveland's got a better defense than Kansas City, in my opinion.
Attaboy, Decline Host. Somebody stepping up, not being a piece of shit. Decline Hose, member for 1 month. This is the show, Doctor. Did you know you can say no? No. How's that possible? That YouTube, hello, YouTube's lawyers. We'll take that down. How is that possible?
Is that you asking me?
I can't. You can't even say like ass in a super chat, and you could say that. We'll take that out in post. But thank you for being a member for 1 month in any case. Let's check the poor people chat before we get to the picks. And then we're going to go all around the league and make the picks. As I said, your Stancil Stradamus host went 5 for 5 on a parlay last night. Just unbelievable. Oh boy, we're gonna get to that one now. I saw a nice juicy one there. Boy, a lot going on. A lively chat today. Too bad you're also poor that you can't super chat. Jesus, you guys are going wild today. I'm trying to. Good God, people! Thank you. I guess Taylor Swift is a lesbian. All right, here we go. Where do you get a Newport tank top? I gotta get one. Search for. Hey, these you can't buy these. These are made in a gym. But the tank top you can buy online. Just search Newport tank top. I think it was only like $12. Smoke SIDS or nothing. Oh, we saw that. Smoke SIDS or nothing. Grow up. Whose house did you break into? I already saw that. Little Lemmy with the big bucks. Happy birthday, Richard Kish. Happy birthday. Let's start off with a happy birthday to former President Andrew Jackson. We didn't deserve him. Thoughts on presidents?
Nope.
Okay.
None.
Good. Taylor Swift needs to hit the gym. She is aging out of sexy. Poor old lady. Jeez. Taylor Swift, Decline host. Taylor Swift is a lesbian. She don't know it yet, but it's true. Okay. Good for... That's good. Mommy won't let me super chat till I'm 18.
What do you think about the whole Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce thing? I'm sure you've commented on it in other shows, but do you think this is a real relationship, or do you think it's all just getting made up, you know, for the...
Yeah, I know the question. I understand the question. I think, if I'm going to be honest, I think it is somewhere in between. I think they do actually like each other, but they're like obviously huge icons in both of their industries. Obviously, Taylor Swift worldwide dwarfs Kelce, but I do think a business was part of it, or is part of it for sure. They probably met each other, like each other, and then obviously, why not? They figure it's going to help both their brands, probably helping Kelce more than anything, obviously. I preferred Bledsoe to Brady myself.
I was a Bledsoe guy, I'm not going to lie. When he went down and Brady came in and they decided to not go back to Bledsoe.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Mo Lewis.
I wasn't happy about that, but I was wrong. It's easy to admit, see?
Oh, boy. Junior Coltrane, the doctor has the hands of someone that overeats a lot.
Big time. Absolutely. I'll challenge anybody to an eating contest. You will probably lose to me.
Tommy McNulty hands. That's an inside one, but that's funny. Let's see. I saw some good ones and I was going, don't worry. I thought Jadakiss was a chick for years. Yeah, it's Sam J, the comic. People who know what Sam J looks like are laughing right now, and people who don't are idiots. I saw a good one, another good one about the doctor. Obviously making fun of him. Tiny jaw, bloated hands doctor is scaring children with his bloated hands. Care to comment on that?
Yeah, it's probably true. That's why I'm not in pediatrics. So.
Oh, you're in the opposite, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm in geriatrics. Oh. People can't see or hear anything. It works out perfect for me.
I should put you in touch with Kelly. She's an old whore that sends me beautiful ass, though. Decline host, 9/11 equals Israel. Okay. That's just like your opinion, man. Decline host, free Palestine. Wow, look at this place. This is sign of the times.
Yeah, oh, I like we're not going to shut down anybody's, you know, thoughts or ideas. We're not about that.
Oh, no?
No.
Are you being facetious?
No, I'm not. No. I think it's people are entitled to their opinion on things, albeit wrong, but that's okay.
Little Lemmy, a proud supporter of this program and a renowned podcaster herself, says the doctor sits unusually still.
Not my first podcast.
Really?
No.
What other ones have you done? Feel free to do your plugs. Palestine is fake and gay, just like Israel and the Vatican. Whoa, he covered all the bases.
And China. I'd include China.
China's gay. Mm-hmm. I'm gay. I only dabble in Middle Eastern politics. Oh, good chats today, folks. Good job. I wish you guys paid for more of these, but Jim Stansel, RN. Ha, ha, ha. I saw a good one about nurses being whores somewhere. Dying of AIDS is gay. Great point. Very helpful to the sports podcast, too, of course. Oh, God, this isn't nice at all. Junior Coltrane, I'll bet this doctor will be a horrid father.
Yeah, you're probably right.
That's not nice. He is a father.
Mm-hmm. A horrid one.
Is your child is still too young to beat mercilessly, right?
I'd say he's borderline.
He's
getting close to where we can introduce the belt.
Yeah, we all know Italian fathers.
And the wooden spoon, so we're close.
Scungili can be Welk. I don't know what the fuck that means. I'm sorry. Chowder question mark.
Listen, I didn't do it.
Uh-oh, hold on.
I didn't make the dinner, so.
Junior Coltrane, hold on now, doctor. That bloated hands, stiff tongue speech impediment doctor has some massive nostrils. Just gross.
Yep.
Comment?
Too much cocaine over the years, I guess.
Doctor got those fat little fingers.
Yeah, we.
Boy, they're really ripping on you.
Yeah, I got small hands. What do you want?
You know what they say about small hands.
Small dick.
Grow up. We don't talk like that here. We don't. That's junk. We don't say words like that. He's black. I don't know what that's about. Decline host said the N-word. Oh, wait. No, he didn't. Oh, yeah, he did. We're not going to put that up. But thank you, Decline host. Or Chris Mack. Oh, a different person. Thank you. Thank you for saying the N-word in the chat. That's great. Good for you. What is he? What are you, Gino? I think that lipless doctor is in panic mode. He looks like he is in the fight or flight mode.
Yeah. Both fight and flight.
Boy, they're really merciless. Taylor Swift's not attractive. Comment?
Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a big Swiftie.
Huge, really?
Huge fan.
The music or the lady?
All the above.
Wow.
Yep.
Doctor is Jewish. Confirmed.
Nope.
No, that's blasphemous. Nope. He's a man. Like I said, he's a man of the cloth. Mm-hmm. Anyone, David GX5, is anyone automatically classified a doctor if they make Stancil come? We once peed in the same toilet together, right?
What do you mean once?
Right. Did we shower together? People love when I talk about how Mead, Juggy, and Mead showered naked together that time. People, nope. We never did?
No, you skipped me on that one.
Oh, no. There was the old poop bag story, but we don't have to get into that. Me and Mead have told that in days of yore. You can pull that up. Doctor's nothing to do with that. R.I.P. Mead. No, Mead's not dead. Is Mead seeing you guys later, by the way?
He is.
He is. Wow. He is. Aunt Mead, as they call him around these parts.
Mm-hmm.
Another guest? All right. Let's get to the picks with dicks. Wow. Come say hi. Oh, boy. People are going to go wild for this. Wow, people are not gonna like this. It's a very racist chat today. They're already saying the doctor has small bloated hands and overeats. Rob, we told the story of the 6'6 now story, and we told the B2K kids story.
Oh, nice, where he like got his sternum crossed.
Yes, when his sternum exploded in front of all of us. Would you like to weigh in on the Jets quickly? We're about to do the picks and wrap up. Hey, you don't have to be on camera if you don't want, but or you can.
We're doing picks. I'll wrap it up. Well, my take on the Jets is that they're garbage. Their coach sucks. No emotion at all during games, just fucking staring off into space. The GM has missed more than he's hit. We've got a couple of good picks last year, but like just the whole Aaron Rodgers thing, giving up picks for someone who's going to retire in a year. Now, coming off of an Achilles tear, like it's just the whole thing is going to be garbage. It's a dumpster fire for the next 5 years.
Yep. I said earlier, hang on to that. I said earlier that the only reason any of these people are still around is because Rodgers needs his little puppets in place because he's running the whole show now. So that's the only reason Saleh at a 250 win percentage is staying around. Would you agree? Oh, and Hackett's his little holding his pocket over there. That's the only reason he's there, too.
100%. And we saw what Hackett could do with the Broncos. He turned that franchise into trash. And now he's got a job because Aaron Rodgers wants him there. But what happens after Aaron Rodgers is gone? The guy can't call plays.
No. Oh, my God. Boy, was Sean Payton right about him. Credit to Sean Payton. They got mad at that, but he turned out to be absolutely right. Hackett the Hack, I've been calling him all year. Terrible. I said at the top of the show, this is repetitive, but nobody cares. Yeah, terrible play. Never adjusted his play calling to their no offensive line and terrible quarterback Zach Wilson, who had no business on the field and should never be on an NFL field again. But yes, I don't know where I was going with that.
Agree.
Any last words? Anything you'd like to be on the record for Ty Maternum about?
No, I think...
would you like to want to sing my praises as an athlete?
Natural athlete. Long pole lacrosse, you know? Yeah, good defenseman, running back, almost ripped your eyeball out at Stanford High.
Oh, that's right. This gentleman had to take me to the hospital when I thought my eye fell out. And then our friend blasted his Achilles and knees, Ordy's already been on the show. I don't know. He's been on the show on the phone. What was the other?
Injury.
Do you remember when I tackled that kid Cheese after I scored the touchdown because I got mad he hit me in the nose? Remember that when I speared the kid into the ground?
Cheese?
The little fat kid.
The special needs kid from high school?
Yeah.
No. What?
Julio remembers. I told this earlier, but I'll just tell it again. I was scoring a touchdown as I was wont to do, of course. And he hit me in my nose, like by accident, on the way into the end zone. And then, you know me, I got very angry. And he was like on the ground, and I just remember going, no, 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 no. And I speared him as hard as I could, and everybody got mad. I forgot he was special needs. Whatever, he was on the field. We're all equal on the field to play. Anywho, you're going to hear, folks, the music is playing. The music is playing, Doctor. That means it's time for the picks. Week 17 of the greatest professional league in the history of the known universe and possibly the unknown universe, which is all nonsense, really, because this is all just a simulation and we're really just in a big petri dish we think is huge, but it's really just a tiny speck in some weird lab somewhere. But that's for another day. Actually, your thoughts on the universe and just your outlook on life?
Oh, they're all extremely poor, so you couldn't be more correct.
Great. All right, here we go. Tomorrow night, the Detroit Lions travel to whatever the fuck the name of the stadium is in Dallas, and the Dallas Cowboys are -6.5. The Lions getting 6.5 on the road. You're a guest, Doctor. Go ahead.
All right, you guys
both
know
11-4 Lions and the 10-4 Cowboys. Go.
You guys know I've been on the Lions. That's a lot of points. I could definitely see this game coming down to like a game-winning drive with Dallas, kicking a field goal to win. So give me the Lions +6.5.
Yeah, I didn't realize. I'm looking at these spreads for the first time here. That's a lot of points. I'm taking the Lions and the points. I hate to do it because it's boring, but I pretty much agree with our fair doctor here. I think it'll be a close game. I think the Lions cover and could win outright. I think the Cowboys win. I think the Lions cover. Let's move on to a real piece of shit. I'll let you take the helm with this. The New England Patriots at 4-11 go up to Buffalo. The Bills are laying 11.5.
That's a big number. So even, that the fact that they're at home, I would see that the Patriots would probably be, because they've been hot, that'd be a hot pick. But nope, Buffalo needs it. They're desperate. They're going to win this game by at least 14 to 20 points. So give me the Bills -11.5.
I hate to do it again, but you stole my cock thunder. This is a blowout. The Patriots for a while were the worst team in the league, now surpassed by the Washington Commanders and the Carolina Panthers, of course. But the Bills need the game. Whatever. Who gives a fuck? Let's just move on. The Falcons at the Bears. The Falcons need this game to stay in the deplorable NFC South division there at the Bears. Bears are laying 2.5. I'll go first here. We know the Bears obviously are out of the playoffs. But I like the way the Bears have played. They're in a spoiler role. They're at home against a dome team in Chicago in January, December, whatever. I like the Bears here. Not even a field goal, -2.5. I'm taking the Bears here.
I like the Bears too. I think they're actually going to win by significantly higher than 2.5. Their defense is much better than people give them credit for. So everything you said plus that.
Let's call White Julio, our other Chicago correspondent besides Big Buck Kelly. Oh, I'm doing just fine. Just fine. Much better now that I'm talking to you, Mr. Julio. Now we got the Atlanta Falcons, who need the game, going into what used to be called Soldier Field. I don't know if it is still. The Bears are laying 2.5. Tell us what we need to know.
Wait, Bears are given 2.5?
Laying -2.5. Yeah, you don't like Justin Fields. All right, there you have it. Happy holidays. Happy New Year. Anything else to report for the last Sports Mask of 2023?
No, I'm still a slave to the band. I'm working on it, but I can't wait to join you back in the booth and see what else people pay us to see soon.
Yeah, we'll see. Maybe we'll, you know, maybe we'll take it further next time.
I'm ready for it. I'm ready for it.
I'm ready. I'm ready. I want to explore. I want to explore my sexuality with you.
I mean, we say it all the time. We're gay.
Yep.
I mean, what do they expect?
That's it. 2024, the year of the gay. You heard it here first from your favorite guest, White Julio. All right. I'll let you go. I love you.
All right, brother. I love you.
Goodbye. It's a very gay program, Doctor. The Raiders are going to Indianapolis. Indianapolis -2.5. I don't really give a fuck about this game. Give me the Raiders +2.5 and let's move on.
Give me the Colts. Nope. Again, another team that absolutely needs the game. People are going to be riding the Raiders because they just took down the Chiefs. You know, that was a false flag. Give me Indianapolis at home.
Indianapolis is turning the frogs gay. The LA Rams are going to New York to the Meadowlands, the worst stadium in the NFL. The Giants are getting 6.5 at home. DeVito is done, am I correct? I believe no more cutlets. His WAP manager cosplaying as Italian, his days are through. His dumb father and his family, who you could tell definitely says moots, they're all pieces of shit. Their days are through. They had their moment in the sun. Anyway, Rams -6.5. Love the Rams here by a touchdown or more. Give me the Rams -6.5 on their way to the playoffs.
I think the Rams are going to win the game. I think the Giants are going to cover. Give me the Giants 6.5.
There you go. This should be a quick one either way. Cardinals going to Philly. Philly -12.5. Philly wins by 45,000. Give me the Eagles -12.5.
Yep, again. Yep, Philly needs it. Arizona's in shambles. They're probably going to be playing for maybe the first or second or third overall pick. So, yep.
Here's the big one, unfortunately. We got the 7-8 Saints at the 8-7 Buccaneers. Division, heavy division, whatever the fuck, on the line here. Obviously, the Saints need to win. Baker Mayfield, hashtag, by the way, just as an aside, I totally nailed the Jags-Tampa game last week. I told you Baker Mayfield folds at the end of the year. I told you Trevor Lawrence has proven he rises at the end of the year, and exactly that happened, Stancil Stradamus. And I'm rolling with the same thing this year. I said since the beginning of the year, I think the Saints have underachieved. I think the Saints have weapons that are underutilized. I'm taking the Saints +3.5. Important, 3.5. I think it'll be a close, shitty game. Give me the Saints +3.5.
Yep. Same here.
All right. There you go. Beautiful. Niners at Washington. Niners minus 13.5 against what I could argue is the worst team in the NFL. Give me the Niners by 42 billion.
Yeah, listen, I think that's probably the right pick, but would you be surprised if Washington covered? I wouldn't. I'll take the 49ers.
I don't see
13.5, but I don't feel good about it.
I don't see
my
any
confidence is not high on
I don't see any way the Commanders cover 2 touchdowns. I don't see any way the Commanders could keep this game close. Sorry, doctor. Panthers at the Jags. Jags minus 6.5. I'm taking the Jags. Less than a touchdown, minus needing the game. Give me the Jags at home with Trevor Lawrence down the stretch. You saw what he did.
Yep, same thing with Indianapolis that we talked about before. They need the game. They're desperate. Carolina stinks. They might be playing for the first overall pick. Give me Jacksonville. 10-plus points. I don't care. Yep.
Here's your game of the week. I'll let you go first. We got the 11-4 Dolphins going down to or up to Baltimore. The 12-3 Ravens. Ravens minus 3.5 at home. Doctor, go.
So, I mean, 3 points at home, right? So, what are the sharps saying? Essentially, that the game is a push. I think Baltimore is significantly better than people are giving it credit for. Just like you led off the show with Lamar Jackson, best player in the NFL. They've got weapons on offense. Finally, their defense, nobody talks about it. I've got Baltimore minus 3.5.
Yeah, again, I hate to do it, but yeah, I led the show with it. I told you he's the best in the league. The doctor is a doctor, and he agrees, so that means I'm right. Sorry for shaking my legs. I have ADHD and shaking the screen. I think the Ravens, as I've said all year, I think they are another tier. I think the Ravens and the Niners, you could argue the Niners too, are on another tier from the other teams. I think they not only win, I think they win this easily. Tua is a weird guy. I just don't trust the Dolphins. I know they're 11-4. I just don't fully trust the Dolphins despite their record, despite the cheetah. I understand the speed on offense, but I don't love them. Give me the Ravens minus the 3.5. How many fucking games? Titans at the Texans. Texans minus 3.5. 8-7 Texans, remember, in that division there, fighting for the division. Stroud playing? Well, why don't you make your pick while I look that up?
regardless or not with C.J. Stroud, I think the Titans are going to...
Yes, C.J. Stroud and Will Levis, whatever the fuck, are both playing this week.
Nope, give me the Titans plus 3.5. I wouldn't be surprised if Houston won this game by 3.
Wow, okay. I'm going to disagree on this one. I think C.J. Stroud is the real deal. I'm not so sure on Will Levi Jeans yet. Give me the Texans minus 3.5 at home, needing the game for that division there at 8-7.
I'm on C.J. Stroud, too. Way better than Deshaun Watson. Man can do it himself because his own handy J's. Awesome.
He said, is that your tag saying awesome at the end of your sentences? That could be your tag. I say rack me in Stancil Stradamus. The Pittsburgh Steelers going to Seattle, the home of the 12th man and a lot of white people. Seattle minus 3.5 at 8-7 against the 8-7 Steelers. I'll go first here. The Steelers have let me down all year. Seahawks are home. They need the game. I don't love the Seahawks, but DK Metcalf is a beautiful specimen. I mean, look at his body. Pull up some pictures of... Listen, boys, girls, doesn't matter. Go right now into the restroom. Kick your wife down a flight of stairs so she shuts up. Lock your kids into a room with a lock on the outside so they can't get out at all. Throw a bowl of water in there, perhaps a newspaper for defecation and urine. And you're going to go into the bathroom. You're going to pull up shirtless DK Metcalf pics. I believe it was Sports Illustrated. And you're going to... Oh, here we go. See, producer Rob.
I got cleaned up for my history, so my wife doesn't see it.
my God. This is a sports show. Anyway, yes, give me the Seahawks minus 3.5.
Yeah, Pittsburgh sucks. They might actually be the worst team in the NFL.
Whoa, that's the Panthers, the Commanders.
It might be Pittsburgh.
Wow.
So
let me hit my passy.
Give me Seahawks. Give me Seahawks big in this game.
Gino Bisconti's Chargers are going to Denver, and Denver is minus 5.5. This game is a shit show. Doctor, go ahead.
So, I think Keenan Allen's still out for the Chargers. They're another one of their wide receivers, I believe, is injured and either in concussion protocol or something else. I don't remember. Denver is changing quarterbacks. Sometimes you get a little boost out of that. So I wouldn't be surprised if Denver won this game. However, I don't think it's going to be by 5.5. So give me the Chargers on the road plus 5.5.
Yeah, this game sucks. I'm going to go with what you said. I'm going to go with a new quarterback bump. Hard to pregame for at home in Denver, an LA team. I don't know the weather, but give me Denver minus 5.5. Let's call the birthday boy himself, our San Diego, our LA Chargers sports correspondent, Gino Bisconti. Well, we're 1 for 3 today with people picking up their phones, so that's great. Anywho, fuck him. On his birthday, he won't pick up. The Bengals, the curiously 8-7 Bengals, going to the lost Kansas City Chiefs over there in Arrowhead, which is now called like Goya Stadium. Some bullshit. Only a matter of time till they have to change their name, by the way. Chiefs minus 7.5. Now this is one, let me lay this one out. The Chiefs, obviously, we discussed the Chiefs a good amount on this very program today. The Chiefs essentially need this game, if for nothing more than to get this ship back on track. Or not, doesn't make sense. Get this something else back on track. Ships don't have tracks, they travel in the ocean. But I have been big on the Bengals this year, and the Bengals have playoff hopes themselves. They're begging you to take the Bengals with the 7.5. I'm going to say the Chiefs put it together for a week at home after the embarrassment they got from the Raiders last week. Give me the Chiefs minus 7.5 at home.
Yep. Cincinnati, I'm pretty sure Ja'Marr Chase, AC joint sprain. Looks like he's going to be sitting out another week. Like you said, Chiefs are desperate. Everything we talked about earlier in the show, not focused. If they're going to get their focus back, now's the time. Give me the Chiefs. Minus 7.5.
Rack 'em. Green Bay Packers at the Minnesota Vikings. Both teams 7-8 on the outside looking in, hoping to claw in their playoffs. Minus 2.5 Vikings at home. Go ahead, Doctor.
Both these teams stink.
Yep.
Give me the Vikings. Don't care.
Yeah, don't care at all. Yeah, the Packers, another team that has let me down all year. Give me the Vikings minus 2.5. And that's your Sunday night game. No Monday night game this week, folks. So you're subjected to watching fat Midwesterners farting cheese and fat other Midwesterners, Minnesota, being Somalian or whatever else they do in Minnesota now. Everybody in Minnesota is from Somalia. Did you know that?
Or from China, I think.
Well, when I visited, literally everyone was Somalian. Those are the picks, folks. Can you believe it? We did a whole show. Let's give the chat a last look before we get out of here. Wow, what a great guest. Doctor, you have anything to plug?
No, I'm good.
Yeah, give your wife, and your wife is standing right here.
Gigi. I just want to wish everybody, you know, a very happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, Merry Kwanzaa,
Hanukkah.
Happy New Year. Any other religions, anything else that you folks celebrate, you know, I guess just good luck with everything. We are on the precipice of World War III.
Yes.
So just live every day like it's your last.
You lost me at Happy Hanukkah. Kelly knows more about football than both these dudes. Jim must have a bat in the cave. He's doing a lot of nose work. Oh, I didn't even realize. Well, my nose may look beautiful and symmetrical on the outside, but the inside is a maze of broken cartilage from years of playing sports. Jim is getting a little stuffed up sounding. What do you people... Somebody get me Coke. I'll do Coke. I'd tell you if I was doing Coke. I haven't done Coke since Labor Day. Wink, wink. Those sunglasses look great. What brand? I got them at the dollar store around the corner from Compound Media. I believe they were $6. Bought them from some sort of brown person. Possibly Palestinian. what else? Just wanted to sit in that one for a minute. Who is that lady yelling in the background? That's the doctor's wife.
It's the Chinese Vietnamese person standing next to me.
Yes, he purchased her in Thailand after his ladyboy escapades. The doctor's hand looks like it has lived 200 years.
Close.
New microphone for Christmas. Oh, the great and powerful Vinny Cash bought this for me, like a little whore that I am, this summer, if you pay attention, Dr. Chow, you piece of shit. Thank you, Vinny Cash. And thank you, Dr. Chow, for that. Trains have tracks. Oh, that's right. Train off the tracks. Boats don't have tracks. I relapsed on cigarettes. I'm not ashamed to tell you people. Good. Thank you for telling us. I'd love to hear about a good relapse. When Jesus comes back, he'll probably look like Stancil. Like this? I don't think so. Like this? Yeah. Like this motherfucker? I am Jesus, damn it. Hanukkah. Yeah, exactly. We don't talk about Hanukkah. World War III has been ongoing for the last 4 years. That's a political statement.
Well, until we're involved... No, it's not.
Now, you're a big Trump supporter.
Sure.
Oh, look at this. Robert Ha, whoever this is in the chat, doctor has dead eyes.
They can't all be wrong, can they?
He also said doctor has seen some shit. He also says this place sucks. Thank you, Robert Ha, whoever you are. Prolapse are better than amateur lapse. I think that's a play on butt sex? Prolapsed anus? You're a doctor, is that correct?
Sure.
Dictionary term for is pink sock. Pink sock. Well, and that's a great way to end this festive show. Sitting on cock is the new smoking. I agree. Go look at my Instagram. I have a clip all about how being gay is cool. All right, well.
Oh, I thought I meant that was going to lead to cardiovascular disease. I thought that's what you meant.
Oh, I don't follow anything. We're ending on Hanukkah and pink socks. Lovely, yes. Well, Ski Mask Collective will be live, I believe, at 12:30 tomorrow afternoon. So set your atomic clocks and doomsday clocks, if you have one, for 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Daylight Savings. Who gives a fuck time? Tomorrow, Compound, back on Compound. It's another Stancil Tuesday coming right up your sweet little ass. Compound is back this week on Tuesday. You know that day starts at 12:40 with the Stancil Compound pregame on this very channel, and then goes the dump at 1:30, and then it's In Hot Water at 2:15, and then maybe I'll go see Mr. Opie Hughes for a third time. They call me Stancil Page Views around here. It's the Stancil bump. And join the Patreon. All of the, I went on my kayak on Christmas. Some say it's great. Some say it's sad. There's only one way to find out. That's on the Patreon. It's only $3 a month. you spend, that's how much like a bottle of water costs now. So might as well just throw the rest of your money away because it's going to be worth nothing in a few years anyway because none of the dollars is worth. Yep. Tuesdays with Stancil. That's right. I'm slowly dying and somebody's going to write my memoirs. Aren't we all, folks? Bussy hole. Anything, any closing statements, remarks, prophecies, queries, things you like to compliment me on?
Nope. You look great.
Thanks. All right. Well, that was a rollicking hour and 24 minutes, one of our longer eps this year, but we're in the prime time. A great, as I say, every week, every fucking week, boys and girls alike. We only got two more full Sundays of games. Put your mother-in-law in that home. Break your wife's legs and make her sister care for her in the hospital. Send your kids away to a private school where somebody else raises them, all so you could have this Sunday free. You're going to want to watch these games. Playoff implications all around. And that's it. I'll see you next week. Count all the votes. Build that wall.